the Prentice Alta Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
We welcome you back to the Cedar Bucket Restaurant as the coach's conversation rolls on into the 10 o'clock hour. 11 o'clock, we have Cougar Corner coming up for you, so be sure to stay tuned for that. Let's run down the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. First of all, girl scores from last night. Riverdale defeated Blackman 72-40. 72-40. It was Oakland over Smyrna 50-31. That's after it was only a three-point Oakland lead at halftime, so looks like a good second half there for the Lady Pats. Siegel defeating Laverne 44-11. Eagleville gets past Cascade at home 58-51. And on the road, MTCS dropping one to Moore County by a 49-38 margin. On the boys' side of things, it was Blackman 36, Riverdale 30. Smyrna 49, Oakland 40. And Siegel defeated Laverne 80-65. And a couple of overtime games in 9A. Eagleville 60-56 winners in OT over Cascade. And at Moore County, Middle Tennessee Christian School 65, Moore County 63. That is a look at the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard for this morning. If we get a chance, we'll run down that scoreboard one more time. We shift our attention to, I kind of jumped the gun a minute ago. It's Siegel segment here for us. Justin Stanford joins us, and Justin, our first time to talk for you. I really wanted to maybe get that dramatic soap opera thing and playing the part of Ben Dotson, Justin Stanford. I don't know if that would work for you, Justin.
Well,
but I appreciate you coming in.
Yeah, I appreciate it too.
14-6 now on the year, 4-1 in District 7 AAA play, and got one of two ways to go after what happened on Tuesday night with your first loss in a long time. That's either to dwell on it or put it in the past and play on. And that's exactly what you did. You put it in the past and played on last night.
We want to be a team that responds. So when you lose a big game like that, two teams, us and Blackman coming in at 3-0 each, for whoever's going to take the district lead, you know, how are we going to respond against another team in Laverne who played Blackman pretty close? So with that, we just had to take a big response here, and I think we did that. Everyone got involved in the game. 10 of the 13 people scored. And what was great is four of our five starters, Trayton Harris, Rob Brandon, Charles Clark, Dominic Gooch, all were in double figures. Our fifth starter, Damian Clark, almost got in at nine. He had chances, though. But it's pretty awesome, though, when you get everybody to play. Everybody took a shot. I mean, that's just a confidence booster from top to bottom of our roster.
Siegel plays a different type of basketball than I guess just about everybody else. You want to play the up tempo. You play a lot of kids. You've got a lot of athletes out there. It's really a challenge for other teams to match up against what you throw out there.
Yeah, well, Laverne last night tried to run with us for a little bit. Again, we like to do speed in the entire game from all 32 minutes, and coach did a really good job this summer adjusting to that, going from a post-oriented offense to a much more up-tempo offensive attack. But last night was surprising, though, in our defensive. I mean, we really shut down, locked down on defense and offense. Sometimes we got a little too fast for our own self, which doesn't happen too much, but we practice all the time, running faster, trying to get even faster and faster, because we think that might lead us all the way, far in the postseason.
Well, whatever starting five you put out there, you've got five more that can play at the same pace. So that really makes practice pretty interesting, I would say.
That's right. We got 13. Like I said yesterday, a little bit earlier, yesterday we had all 13 that played. We have a deep bench that can go. They can play fast. So you're right about that. We can go five on, five off. I don't think we've ever done the five substitutions in at once. But we definitely got that speed coming off the bench as well.
First half, you kind of forced Laverne into a lot of turnovers. So defensively, I think Siegel doesn't get the credit for the defense, especially you know, for instance, last year toward the end of the year, I think it was the defense that really helped a lot. And your offense obviously scores a lot of points. But defensively last night, forcing Laverne into so many turnovers. And not only that, but it's the points after that really make a huge difference.
Right. Well, defense is what wins games. Offense just tells us about how much. And, you know, when you put up, you know, I think 91 against Smyrna, people overlook your defense. They're only looking at how many points they're going to score this game. So I think if we can just get our players to buy into the fact that defense is what's going to do it for us and our press is on, you know, that can create our scoring opportunities for us.
A win over Laverne, 80-65. Don't think you ever trailed in that game, did you?
We did not. We jumped out to 9-0 lead. You know, then they made a run. We made another run to make it 17-5, and then they made another run again. So it just sort of seems like an NBA game. It's just a game of runs.
Got to protect the home court, especially in district play, and you were able to do that. Right now, it seems like you know, you've got Blackman and Siegel, and then a lot grouped down toward the bottom of the district. But anybody can beat anybody on a given night, so you've got to be prepared and be ready to play. And you know, Siegel has been there at the top for so long. You're going to get everybody's best shot.
That's right. And it's not just the varsity. It's the freshmen as well. It seems like we get everybody's best shot as well. With that said, having so many teams that beaten each other, it's proven itself. Oakland beat Riverdale. And then Smyrna now beats Oakland, pick up their first district win. So it seems like you're going to have to be well prepared for every single game. That's going to take game preparation practices to get us to that point.
We're talking with Justin Stanford this morning. Justin is an assistant coach at Siegel. Wanted to talk to you this morning about a little bit about you as well, but because I think you coach the freshmen.
I do.
Okay, I thought so. We'll shift and talk a little bit about that here in just a moment, but wanted to talk about the second half of the district schedule that's coming up. You've got Smyrna, Oakland, Riverdale, Blackman, and Laverne in the next couple of weeks, and don't play on Tuesday, but do play tonight. So kind of some coaches are playing on Tuesday, some are not playing at all, and you're playing Wilson Central this evening at your place, so a chance for Siegel fans to get back-to-back dose of the Stars.
That's right. I think the district coaches leave one Tuesday open just in case snow. Of course, this year that's not the case at all. But a big game tonight. It's never going to get easier for us. They're a top 10 team, Wilson Central is, so it's going to be a big game. Hopefully we have a lot of support, even though it being on a Saturday.
Now, Wilson Central, you played them earlier this year or no? Is this just a one?
This is the first time we played them.
Okay.
They played the same tournament we played at, but this will be the first time we've actually played up against them.
Yeah. Do your kids get caught up in all those statistics, you know, 16 in a row and haven't lost since then and this and that? And, you know, sometimes I think for a 16, 17, 18-year-old kid, that can get overwhelming.
Right. Well, most times they're not aware of it. So if we bring it up to them, that's the first way. But honestly, most people, they don't get on the internet and look at that stuff unless someone, you know, is feeding in their ear through, you know, whatever social media outlet there is. But you're right, though. It can be something that they got to be mentally ready. It's not just a physical part of the game, but we got to mentally prepare them as well.
It's kind of hard to get into the mind of a 16, 17, 18-year-old, though, I would say.
Yeah, a challenge. And it's not just on the basketball court, in the classroom as well, trying to get them to do exactly what you want to do. But it seems like that's what the good coaches do. They're able to motivate and to mold the players into what they want them to do.
Yeah. Justin, let's talk a little bit about the freshmen, because I guess where you spend a lot of your time,
sure.
And that's preparing these young people to play on the next level. Talk to me a bit about the freshmen.
Well, what's great about it is that, you know, it's one program. It's freshman and varsity programs together. So what we do in the freshmen is try to prepare them for the next step, prepare them for when they get to JV and possibly get some varsity minutes as well. This year is a little bit different from our past 2 years. We, you know, didn't have a freshman team this summer. We just really, first week of November is when we gathered this team together. So I'm pretty sure we're the only team in district to do that, and I believe we have surpassed expectations already, which I'm hesitant to say that. I hope none of them are listening. But we got another game on Monday night. For some reason, we're having to make that game up. We're the only game in the county who didn't play the Thursday before the snow day. So
oh, okay.
That's at Riverdale, though. So it's out of our hands anyway. But we got to make up that game and, you know, just – one district game at a time, and we got to earn it.
I think it's one of those things that basketball that's kind of lost in the shuffle because, you know, it's a freshman league. Every team, I guess, in the district has right. a freshman team. But before, I mean, back in the 70s, 80s, even the 90s, freshman basketball was much ballyhooed. A lot of folks went and everything like that. So what's the difference? I mean, I guess you see both. What is the draw? Why should someone come out to see a freshman game?
Well, it's a lot of fun to see the freshman, you know, the freshman atmosphere, competition level. It's just different to see the rising stars play. And not all teams play all the freshmen. I know for Oakland, for example, has got some starting freshmen, so they're obviously not going to do double down. But it is exciting to come out and watch them play. To see, you know, what is it? Are they the same as far as what's happening on the varsity level, or is it totally different, you know, system that's being used? So it's interesting to see that because our freshman team is a lot different than varsity. We do not have any of the same speed that varsity's got, but it's a lot of fun to see, and it is an atmosphere. I know we draw a pretty big crowd, and some games, some away games, we're the biggest crowd that's there. We're bigger than the other team. So I guess it just really depends on what school you're looking at, what program, and who's, you know, advertised it.
You know, if you look at from middle school to freshman to varsity, that's a lot of development is going on there. Do you try to work in some of the same plays and a similar game plan to what Coach Dotson and Coach Palmer will do on the varsity level to get them ready?
Yes, we do the same thing that we do in varsity practices, same plays. However, we obviously don't have the same ability to press as varsity does. That's just something that's hard to replicate. But we do the same system, so there's no drop-off, you know, so they're not learning something entirely new when they get to the varsity level, because that, I mean, what was the point of the freshman year then? We obviously want to win, but the biggest step, though, is getting them prepared for the later years.
So how have things gone? And I'm sure you're getting close to the midway point.
That's right. We have surpassed that. Last week was our first week of the new second half of our district, and this week we'll play another week. So we got two more weeks of that before the district tournament. We're 7-4 right now. We've lost two in districts. We're third place in district right now behind Laverne and Smyrna. Laverne's undefeated. We only lost them by 8 on Thursday night. It's a little different for us because we're sort of like Siegel of last year. We got two great post players, and so we try to work it in with them. The biggest thing, though, for us is we got to stop getting in scoring droughts. Like I said, I thought we've surpassed expectations, but I want them to know we got potential to get better. So I guess we're trying to work on not having so many scoring droughts, because that's hurting us in the second half.
When you finally get a chance to lay down and go to sleep at night, do you dream of basketballs?
Well, sometimes I like to get at least an hour of break every night, because, you know, I have two freshman games a week, two varsity games a week, and then, you know, this week's a five-game week, so I really try to take the Sunday for sure off. But basketballs usually aren't dreaming unless I got a game the next day, and it's going to be something that's on my mind.
Well, because I know a lot of times for those who coach freshmen are also a varsity assistant, right. So, you know, that means an extra night,
yep.
Obviously, as well. So that's our extra two nights,
yep.
During the week. So it's basketball every night, and then when you play on a Saturday,
yep.
you've really kind of thrown things for a loop.
Yeah, you're hoping for Sunday. You don't even watch basketball. I mean, it's you know, you like it. You watch it on every other night, but it's just time to take a break.
Do you know, I find myself, it's hard for me to, after all that we do on the air, sometimes I'll catch parts of a game, but I don't remember the last time I've, you know, until March Madness, you know, comes around. I don't sit and watch a lot of college games,
yeah.
You know, on the television. Do you find yourself doing the same thing?
Well, when I was in college, I felt like, when I was at managing for Tennessee Tech, I felt like that I was, you know, we had always knew when the college games are going to be on, and now I don't have a clue,
yeah.
Who's playing when, where I used to know. So I guess I'm just worn out from the week.
Well, I guess we found out a little more about you since you mentioned that school on the plateau. But that's
right.
You know, we can – one thing we can forgive and forget. But anyway, Siegel tonight playing Wilson Central, and you're thinking, Wilson Central non-district. Very tough ball team.
Absolutely.
The Wildcats have.
They are a top 10 team, and they are every bit of it. And they're only going to go up. They did lose, you know, to Mount Juliet, and we did beat Mount Juliet. But you really can't compare that. You know, it's nice to, you know, every coach gets caught up in it, but you really just can't get caught up in, you know, who beat who and who did we beat, etc. So we're definitely going to have to come to play. We're going to be able to use our speed on them, but they've also got a great half-court offense. So it's really going to be see who's going to dictate the tempo. You know, what team's going to win out as far as that goes.
Well, Justin, appreciate you coming in this morning, playing the part of Ben Dotson. I don't think anybody could play the part of Ben Dotson. He's unique in his own right.
He's a great coach to learn from.
I do appreciate you stopping in this morning, and I know he and probably Coach Palmer are putting together the winning game plan for Wilson Central tonight.
That's right.
Justin, appreciate it again. Thank you. Good luck on the rest of the freshman season, too.
Appreciate it.
Justin Stanford joining us this morning. Seagull Stars, 14-6, 4-1 in district play. Again, they're playing tonight at Wilson Central. It will be at Seagull High School. Is that a 6 o'clock start?
No, it's a 2 p.m. girls start.
2 p.m., so it's an afternoon game.
It is.
Very good. So the girls game starts at 2. The boys game will follow. So get out and enjoy the afternoon, and you've got time to do your evening plans, eat dinner, whatever you do. Then Friday night, at Smyrna, then the district second half starts all over again. When we come back, we're going to talk to Oakland coach Mike Wright about his Oakland Patriots when we return to the Cedar Bucket Restaurant on the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coach's Corner.